Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to complete Perek Gimel of Maseches Tainus. We are doing Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So it says Mishnah Ches, Al Kol Tzara Shelo Tova LaTzibur Matriin Alehen. For any Tzara that might happen to the community, we say Shelo Tova LaTzibur as a Lishna Nikiya, because we don't want to say about negative things, meaning any threat that we're facing, you're allowed to blow the shofar for, or we should blow the shofar and fast right away. Chutz Merov Gesha. Except if there's too much rain that makes it annoying and difficult to travel and things like that, but it doesn't damage the crops, because rain is a bracha. So you try not to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gives us too many brachos, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, rain is fundamentally a bracha, even if sometimes we find it annoying, you know, we were planning a picnic that day or something like that. But in other places, too much rain can actually cause damage. But in Eretz Yisrael, where it's always considered an inherent bracha, then we shouldn't complain about it. One time they told Choni HaMa'agel that he should daven that it should rain. And Amr Lahem, Tzu'uva Achnisu Tanuri Psachim Bishvil Shalimoku. He said, well, how much do you believe that it's actually going to rain? You have to show that you believe that it's going to rain. So take your Tanuri Psachim, your ovens that are made out of pottery, where you cook your Korban Pesach, and they can get ruined in the rain, take them inside. Meaning, if you really believe that when we daven, it's going to actually rain, so then, show that you believe it by bringing stuff inside. Hispalav lo yardu shabim. He davened and it didn't rain. So ma'asa, what did he do? So this is where he got the name Choni HaMa'agil from this story. Og Uga V'Amad B'Tocha V'Amar L'Fanav. He drew a circle on the ground, he stood inside that circle, and he said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, B'necha Samu P'nei Amalai Sh'ani K'ben Bayis L'Fanecha. Your children turn to me because I am like a Ben Bayis in front of you. Nishba Ani V'Shimcha Gadol She'ni Zaz Mikan At She'terachim Al B'necha. So I swear by your great name that I am not moving from here until you have Rachmanus on your children. His chilu gisham menatvin, so it started to drizzle. Amar lo kach sha'alti el gishmei boros shichenu ma'oros. I didn't ask for a little bit of drizzle. I asked for the kind of rain that's going to fill up all of our natural reservoirs so that we'll have fresh water. His chilu leirid bizaf, so it began to rain, to be pouring cats and dogs. So amar lo kach sha'alti el gishmei bracha, gishmei ratzon bracha nedava. I didn't ask for that. I asked for rain of ratzon and bracha and nedava. A good rain, rain that's going to be beneficial to us. Yardu ketiknan, and then it rained properly. Actually, Yossi saw me Yerushalayim laharabayis meneg shem, to the point that people were seeking a higher elevation because it just kept on raining. So Bo Amrlo, they went back to Choni and they said to him, Kishem shespalat aleihem sheyardu kach hispalat aleihem sheyelchu lehen, that just like you daven that it should rain, please now daven that it should stop raining. Amalahen su'uru'u im nimche seven atoim. He said, go out and see whether the Evan Atoim, which was a place where they would go to do Ashavas Aveda, and go see whether it's been covered by the water. And that was at a high elevation, and was only covered by the water if there was a real flood. So only once that would happen was he comfortable asking it to stop raining. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Choni HaMa'agel, and he said, Ilmali Choni ata, gozarni alecha nidui. If you weren't who you are, if you were not Choni, I would be gozer nidui against you. I would be gozer chayrim against you, because you're talking with such chutzpah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you're making demands of exactly how he should bless you. Aval ma yasulcha, but what can I do? Sha'ata mischate v'nei makom v'asulcha ritzoncha, k'ben shu mischate alaviv v'asul ritzono. You act like a child in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does what you want, like a kid to his father, where the father just fulfills his request and he spoils the kid. V'alecha kasav omer, yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagol yilad techa. You must be what the pasuk is referring to in Mishlei, when it says that the father and the mother are going to have simcha, and they'll rejoice in the child, that a parent is proud of a child like you. So Hashem answers your request. Obviously, he's very happy with you, so I can't put you in chayrim for speaking in what I think is a very disrespectful way of speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, what happens if in the middle of a fast day that they made for the rain, it starts to rain. So Mishnah Test tells us, Hayumasanin, if they had been fasting for the rain from the previous night, V'yardulam gesham kodem anetzacham lo yashlimu, and then it rained before sunrise, so they don't finish the fast, because the fast doesn't really start till sunrise, so if it rained before they ever started, they don't need to keep on fasting. B'lachar netzacham yashlimu, if it's after sunrise, so then we view it as if the fast has already begun, and therefore they should complete the fast, even though it is now raining. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kodem Chatzos lo yashlimu. If it started raining before midday, then they don't have to complete the fast. L'achar Chatzos yashlimu. If it's after midday, then they should complete the fast. Meaning it's only considered a real fast once you missed a meal. So once you got to Chatzos Hayom, then you've missed a meal already, and therefore it's considered a real fast. So the Mishnah tells us a Maisa that is a raya to Rabbi Eliezer. Maisa shegozer tainus belod v'yordulam gisham kodem chatzos. One time there goes there a fast day in Lod, and it started to rain before chatzos hayom. Amar lehem Rabbi Tafron. So Rabbi Tafron told them, tzu v'chlush su v'asu yom tov. Go out, eat, drink, make a yom tov. V'yotzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yom tov. And they did so on the fast day. Uvo ben rabayim v'karu halal gadol. And then they came back in the afternoon and they said halal gadol as a way of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain, right? Halal gadol is ki, the Tehillim Kof Lamed Vav was ki liolam chazdo. So they said that because part of it is Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar, Ki Lechem Chazdo. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the rain, which is going to provide the Lechem L'chol Basar. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Ches told us that we don't daven, we don't cry out when there's too much rain, because we don't complain about too much bracha. And then we told the story of Choni HaMa'agil, where they told him to ask for rain, and he drew a circle and said, I'm not moving from here until it rains. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a drizzle, he said, no, not that kind of rain. Hashem made a port, he said, no, not that kind of rain. Then Hashem made it rain in a normal way, but it kept on raining. So they said, Choni, stop it, we already had to seek a higher elevation. And he said, you know, so please daven for it to stop. And he said, first, I want to see that the Evan HaTohim is covered with water, and only then will I daven for it to stop. So Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Choni that this is not an appropriate way to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but obviously Hashem loves you and Hashem doesn't mind that you speak to him this way, because he seems to fulfill your request. And then in Mishnah Tess we said that if it rained in the middle of a fast day, so the Tanakhama holds, if it rained before the fast day even started, meaning before Netzachama, then the fast day is cancelled. Once fast day started, you got to complete the fast day. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we don't do it based on Netzachama, we do it based on Chatzos Hayom. Because once you've hit Chatzos Hayom and you're still fasting, then you've missed a meal. So that's where we say that you're going to. That's where we say, if you've already missed a meal, that you're going to complete the fast day, even though it rains at that point. But if it's still the first half of the day, then they can go home and party. They don't have to complete the fast. And in fact, there was such a maisa where it rained before Chatzos, and Rabbi Tarfon instructed everybody that they can go home and eat, and then they came back later in the day, and they said, Halel HaGadol. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis, Parak Dalid, Mishnah Aleph.